My name is Lulu Fan. I'm a college freshman and I've been at C4 for the past 8 years.
大家好，我的名字是露露，我在CCCG 这个教会已经很多年，我现在是大学的第一年学生。
This past summer, I had the opportunity to go on a mission trip with some of the youth group and also some of the adults and parents.
过去的这个夏天，我有机会跟青少年还有几个成年人一起参加了一个短宣队。
We joined with two Atlanta churches in New Mexico to host the annual vacation Bible school at the BIC mission site.
我们和亚特兰大另外两个教会一起合作在这个新墨西哥州那边给他们办了一个每年一次的圣经暑期营。
On the first day, we got to know some of the members of the other church who we were going to be working with, and we were also introduced to Dwayne and Diane, missionaries at the site.
在第一天呢，我们就跟我们一起合作的另外几个教会的成员一起认识，也认识了当地的宣教士。
We are split into groups of children, teens, and adults.
我们的团队分成就是有孩童的事工和成年的事工。
And then we also had the opportunity to attend a church service where we sat in a circle around a speaker.
我们在那边正好是主日，也参加了当天他们的主日崇拜。我们坐在一起，围绕着其中一个讲员。
The speaker didn't preach, but instead he practiced storytelling from scripture.
这个讲员当时并没有讲道，但是呢，他就是从圣经里面给我们讲了一个故事。
This is because storytelling is an important part of the Navajo culture, and the natives responded better to that style of teaching instead of being preached to.
他之所以这么做，是因为 Navajo 那个地方的民族他们的特点，他们更喜欢听故事，在那个文化当中更喜欢听故事，所以呢，听故事比讲道对他们来讲是更切合他们的需要。
So I was a part of the teen group, so I helped to lead a small group of teenage girls.
我当时呢是在青少年的那一组当中，所以我在那里面服侍。
Some were 13 or 14 in middle school, but others were 16 or 17, so they were closer to my age.
有一些小孩是13到14岁，有一些小孩也15、16岁，但是跟我的年纪是更加相近一些。
So we started off with a big group game, like wiffle ball or nine square, and then we got together and watched a few videos.
最开始我们做一些游戏，就好像这个外面的九个方块的那种游戏，然后我们看了一些录像，彼此认识。
So our curriculum was focused on the gospel. The first day was creation, the second was corruption or sin, and the third was the cross, and then finally the conclusion.
我们这个暑期圣经营的焦点在于传扬福音上面。我们分了四个部分，第一个部分是神的创造，第二个部分是人的堕落，第三个部分是基督的拯救，第四个部分是最后的结论。
So after the video, which everyone watched as a group, the guys and the girls, we split off into small groups to discuss it.
在那个福音的呈现以及录像之后，我们就跟那些小孩子们分成不同的小组，大家讨论这个录像的情况。
During the first few days, it was really difficult to get answers out of the girls in my group since they didn't really know us and we didn't really know how to talk or how to relate to them.
在我的小组当中，我第一天呢很难跟那些女孩子们建立关系，因为我们彼此还不是很认识。
So later on, we decided to kind of change up how we were doing the small groups. So instead of asking them questions from a list, we gave them our list of questions and then told them to tell us what questions that they had.
所以后来我们就改变了我们的做法，我们就不再一直的问他们一些问题啊，我们只是就是给出一些问题，让他们可以来互相的讨论和讲出他们的故事。
And then also we kind of practice storytelling as well. So instead of just helping to discuss what we talked about, we kind of told the story from scripture.
同时我们也从那个讲员当中学习了讲故事这个方法，我们也开始从圣经里面讲一些故事给他们听，这样他们就会更加的合适。
And then that helped a lot with getting them to open up to us and also to answer our questions and have a better discussion.
这样就让他们更加的开放心灵，更多的愿意跟我们分享。
So when they started opening up to us, we realized that a few of the girls actually knew a lot about the gospel.
当他们更加的开放跟我们讲更多的时候，我们就要发现其实有很多女孩子她们之前也听过福音。
So they knew about Adam and Eve and they knew about Jesus dying on the cross. But the thing is, they didn't really know who Jesus was.
他们知道这个亚当和夏娃的故事，他们也知道耶稣死在十字架上面，但是实际上对耶稣的福音的核心，他们并不是特别认识耶稣究竟是谁。
So in one of the questions that they chose to answer, they wanted us to talk about who Jesus was and what he did in his life.
所以在其中他们所问的一个问题当中，他们就讲到说，你们可不可以告诉我们耶稣究竟是谁，然后他做了什么样的事情
？So we realized that.They didn't really know about the miracles he performed or the parables that he taught.
所以我们后来意识到这些孩子们并不完全知道耶稣所做的事工神迹和他讲的一些比喻。
And so in the future, if we were to do this again, I would hope that we would be able to incorporate more Bible stories other than just the gospel.
所以如果我们以后还有机会继续服侍这些孩童的话，我想我们会更加的增加一些讲故事的内容。
So a lot of the girls came from broken families and shared stories with us about their lives.
很多女孩子后来告诉我们，她们都是从一些破碎的家庭当中出来，也告诉我们一些她们的自己是人生的故事。
A few of the girls had very few Christian influences and leaders in their lives, or even Christian friends that they could lean on.
有很多孩童在他们的生命当中几乎没有基督教的一些影响，他们也没有这个模范，在他们生命当中也没有一些典范的人物。
So hopefully introducing them to Jesus' character and encouraging them to read the Bible will allow them to develop a relationship with God that they can truly rely on and love.
所以以后我们多给他讲一些耶稣基督的故事，也许更加能够在他们的生命当中建立一些模范的作用，让他们更加的能够跟随神。
And that's why a goal of the mission trip was not just to teach the gospel, but also to develop a relationship with the kids there.
这就是为什么我们在那边不只是跟他们讲福音，而且是要鼓励他们跟神之间建立一个个人的关系。
So above all, through the mission trip, I learned that we ultimately need to trust in God.
在这个短宣过程当中，我意识到我自己学习到一个功课，就是我自己最终还是要仰赖神。
So going into the mission trip, I wanted to make a big impact.
在这个短宣之前，我对自己讲，我一定要在这里面有很大的影响。
But God taught me that ultimately, only He can open the hearts of the people that we are speaking to.
但是我却学到功课，其实只有神才能够使他们的心打开。
So He uses us as vessels to reach the people because we can't convert people on our own.
他只是使用我们作为他这个祝福别人，也是祝福别人的一个管道和器皿。
God also taught me the power of being intentional.
神同时也教我其他的功课。
When we have a clear goal of wanting to share His gospel in our testimonies, it's so much easier than I thought before.
当我们定义像有这个目的性的。想要去分享福音和分享我们自己见证的时候，发现我们后面的工作就容易得多。
So it has given me a greater sense of urgency to be intentional even in my daily life.
所以这个就给我一个更加紧急的一个紧迫感。
So as I said, the goal of the mission trip was not just to share the gospel, but also to develop a relationship with the Navajo people.
我发现在这个短片当中，不光是传扬福音给他们，而且是跟他们建立一个跟那个 Navajo 当地的人建立一些个人的关系。
So I would just ask for you guys to pray for the Navajo people and also pray for the people from the missions to be able to develop a fellowship program to help build a strong foundation for the kids there.
所以我邀请大家为Navajo 那边当地的居民祷告，也为在他们当中服侍的那些基督徒祷告。
I also pray that the missions have more support and help since every year the program grows.
我也希望大家有对这个短宣有更多的支持。
Even this year, with about 40 to 50 people volunteering, we were still kind of overwhelmed.
虽然这个夏天我们有四五十个人去那边同工，但是我们还是觉得有点不堪重负。
I would also like to just thank the church for all their support and their prayer.
我同时也在这里非常谢谢教会对我们的支持和祷告。
All right, thank you.
谢谢。